Each December brings a new crop of TV specials and series with holiday themes, even though, as TV critic David Bianculli says, there are more than enough already.
For the first 11 months of the year, most of us seem to have a pretty good grip on reality, except for the occasional sightings of Elvis or a UFO, or Elvis in a UFO. But in December, on TV anyway, it's hard to turn around or turn the channel without bumping into another Santa Claus. And I'm not talking about a department store Santa with a heart of gold or a badly animated puppet Santa running around on some dumb tabletop. I'm talking about Saint Nick himself, who's clocking more TV guest appearances this season than Macaulay Culkin. Just a couple of days ago, Lloyd Bridges played the real Saint Nick in an NBC telemovie called In the Nick of Time. Because of what you might call a clause in his contract, Saint Nick had to turn over the reins and the reindeer to a new Santa, who turned out to be Michael Tucker, playing a newspaper columnist with a heart of gold. Talk about your endangered species. Anyway, tonight on CBS, there's another Santa sighting. It comes at the end of the first Bloom County TV special, after Opus the Penguin has spent most of the show complaining about his wings. Opus can't fly, but he can swim in cold water, which helps him rescue Santa Claus from an Arctic ice floe. Afterward, Santa says thanks.
You seem to have mislaid your hat from your head. I would be honored to have you wear mine instead.
It's designed as a sentimental moment, but this ice flow scene actually goes against the flow of the rest of the rather sarcastic show. The Santa appearance seems to come from nowhere and doesn't match the established tone. For that matter, the whole special is pretty disappointing. No magnum opus. But for a Santa appearance out of nowhere, nothing beats tomorrow night's special Christmas episode of Fox's Beverly Hills 90210. This series is supposedly grounded in reality, even though it's set in California. And most of the subplots in this week's show do have their serious side. One teenager goes to visit his father in jail, another goes off in search of the mother who gave him up for adoption, and a divorced mom gets jilted on Christmas Eve. But there's this little subplot about a homeless guy who gets tender treatment by the central characters. Brandon Walsh serves him a free meal at the diner. Brenda brings him home for the family feast, and his ratty old Santa bag turns out to have presents for everyone. So who is this guy? Here's how he explains it. Keene Curtis plays Santa.
I wanted to know what happened to the magic of Christmas. I didn't believe it existed anymore. You see, for over 40 years, Mrs. Claus and I lived in a big house high up on the hill. And she made the most wonderful Christmas dinner. We had a big tree with loads of presents for lots of little elves. But the elves grew up and they moved away. Some of them far away and had elves of their own. Santa used to visit them UPS, and Mrs. Claus always made sure they got their gifts on time. And even though it was only she and Santa left in this big house, she still made the most splendid Christmas dinners. But last year, Mrs. Claus died. And as far as I was concerned, Christmas died with her.
That's three Santa sightings in 4 days. And of the three, only the NBC movie pulled it off without seeming cold and manipulative. And when you come off as cold in Beverly Hills, you know you've got a ho-ho-ho bunch of problems. If you want to seek out Santa this season, my advice is to turn off the TV set and watch The Chimney. Or, if you must watch TV for a dose of St. Nick, check out Comedy Central on Saturday. That's when Mystery Science Theater 3000 presents the astoundingly bad 1964 movie Santa Claus Conquers the Martians. It has Santa and UFOs, and even has Pia Zadora as a special bonus. There's no clean sweep because Santa Claus Conquers the Martians doesn't have Elvis. But it comes close. It has elves.
David Bianculli is TV critic for the New York Post.